Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show. Look, we've all been there before. You try to be patient when you're at a restaurant, right? You know, parents are trying to take care of their kids at the restaurant. The restaurant's being, you know, trying to be cool about it also. But the kids are out of hand, man. Running all over the restaurant, throwing food. At some point or another, you just start rolling your eyes. And you better watch out. Because if this trend continues, restaurants can start fining you.
I saw this story. And let's just say there's two sides to the story. And I'm sure the truth somewhere resides in the middle. But a restaurant added a $50 surcharge to a family's bill. Not just one family, because they had multiple checks. Every single family at the table got $50 added to their bill because they said they couldn't parent their children.
Oh, wow.
So it happened in Georgia. Toccoa Riverside Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Who I saw this on the Today Show, and it's gone viral now. They have not responded to an email request for comment when this went out. So this family talked about this, and sure enough, in the menu it says adult surcharge for adults unable to parent, right? But it comes across as like a joke. Like some restaurants like put stuff like that. You think it's a joke, right? And this family thought it was a joke. Oh no! And then they have a picture. They took a family photo. So it was. I mean. It was a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. There was multiple families. They all got together, went to this restaurant, multiple kids. So they get the bill, and they each got charged $50 additional for being unable to parent their children. So Lindsay Landman thought it was a joke. She goes, I remember thinking, no way this is real. She's 36. She and her husband, Kyle, who live in Florida, visited this restaurant with four other families. There were 11 children at the table, which is a lot, ranging from ages 3 to 8. She goes, the kids were sitting at one end of the table, and they were being so good. I even commented halfway through the meal, I can't believe how well behaved they are. After dessert, some of the parents took their children down to the water. And she says that's when she said the owner, Tim Richter, approached their table. He has the menu in hand, and he's showing us where it talks about the fee. At first, I thought he was going to compliment us and be like, but you won't be charged because your kids were so well behaved. Mm. Nope. The owner was there to inform her that there would be a $50 charge per bill at their table. When she asked for an explanation, she says the owner said they were being too loud. She said he was angry that the kids were running around outside, even though they were chaperoned by adults. So he has his side and she has her side. Now, of course, after seeing this post, what did I immediately do? I ran to the comments.
Absolutely.
So Mitchell K4, good. So many millennium, and I think she meant to write millennial, parents let their kids run around restaurants. It's annoying. Take them to the dog park and have a picnic. Not to mention that I've seen numerous waitresses and waiters fall because of that reason. It's not a playground. Teach your kids some manners.
She could teach herself some manners. A dog park?
Well, I don't hate the idea of giving an extra fee if they're out of hand. However, you have to establish what out of hand is. Before you, like, charge them extra.
And warn them, too.
It's in the menu. It's written in the menu.
No, I mean, like, the owner should have come over earlier and been like, hey, I need you to rein in the kids. Not at the end be like, surprise, $50 per family.
So like a soccer match. You get a yellow card.
Yeah.
The next one, you get charged.
I mean, I'm not paying that fee. I'm walking out of there without paying that.
Yeah, what happens if you don't? Because yeah. I wouldn't pay the fee either.
That's a good question.
So Kimmy Cott asked, how do they determine when a kid is bad or the like? Mm-hmm. What's their threshold? Just existing? Sounds like a bunch of Karen and Kyles. Now listen, if you don't want kids at your establishment, mm-hmm. then by all means,
yeah.
have a no kid rule. I am totally okay with that. And we went out to lunch recently, and I wouldn't say our kids were bad. We were a louder table, but it wasn't like total chaos. So as a parent, I was livid. Livid.
Well, especially because I think you have different types of parents. Like my husband and I, usually I can't stand for the kids to be like loud at the table. Usually I'll like take them out of the restaurant. We clean up the floors. Okay. If they've spilled on the floors, we'll get like down there with wet wipes and pick up the food so that the staff doesn't have to work extra. And then we tip high mm-hmm. because we're like, hey, we know we were a handful. So, I mean, and then if you come to me and hit me with a $50 fee, No, absolutely not. Like, I'm allowed to exist. Kids are kids. You're not going to be able to, like, just mute them. If you don't want to have to deal with kids acting out, like Kristen said, just don't let kids in your restaurant. Cool. Then I know that this is not a place for us.
Look, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, right? Because if you got young kids, they don't know the rules of a restaurant just yet, and there's going to be a learning curve. So people are going to judge you if your kids are a little bit on the wild side. Then they're going to judge you if you're trying to calm your kids down and you put, like, some kind of electronics in front of them. They're judging you for that, too. So do what the hell you want, you know?
Well, but at the same time, though, I think as like a restaurant patron, I wouldn't want to go out to eat and have screaming kids running around my table the whole time. That would annoy me. And that's where I think there's a happy medium. Parents do need to parent their kids, but you have to understand they're going to be kids. So if you run a restaurant, you need to decide, are you family friendly or are you not? And then go from there.
Hey, The Bird Show.